Friday of the month. It's time again for the Plant Rant, made possible with the support of Baker Orchards at Centuria. Sandra the Plant Lady is here. Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning, and yes, welcome. I'm so excited that we have our new underwriter, Baker Orchard, proudly sponsoring Plant Rant. So thank you to Baker Orchard. I know over the years I've talked about them a lot, and they're just great folks. So it, you know, they don't open until Labor Day weekend. They're open Labor Day weekend through October, and they're right on 35 in the Racetrack Road. But please, folks, when you go out and visit, let them know that Sandra the Plant Lady sent you, so that they know that people are out there listening. And so yes, thank you, Baker Orchard, my very first, you know, program specific underwriter. And actually, we are celebrating today is Plant Rant's 4th year anniversary.
You're kidding. Nope. 4 years?
It was June. Our first show was June 2018 was the first time I came on the air.
Wow.
So
now you're a veteran.
Oh, yes. don't put too much pressure on me. The other thing that I'm excited about, so this is my 4th year anniversary with Plant Rant. But thank you to the help of Luann. So we did not start recording the show during the first year. And then finally that started happening, and then that evolved. And now I am excited to announce also that there are Plant Rant archives on our website. So WPCARadio.org, that is the website if you're out traveling and you're not in our local area, where you can listen online. And it works through your phone or through your computer. So, but if you miss an episode of Plant Rant, or if there's, you know, we've had some really knowledgeable guests on, and if there's information that you want to revisit, there are now archives at least of the last 3 years. So check that out. And I've been posting some things on Facebook. I want to remind people, too, that we're trying to build up that community. So share things. That's the best way for us to get exposure. If you share something you like with your friends on Facebook, that's going to help to build up our community. I posted last month's Plant Rant meme, went, well, kind of viral, I guess. Within like 24 hours, there's like 2,000 views, which was really fun. But it's because people thought it was funny. So thank you to everyone who's been sharing on Facebook, and I would love if people check out the archives. So let's see, let me check my notes here. Anniversary, the welcome, the archives. Oh, I had really fun. So I set up as WPCA or for WPCA, whatever, at the farm intro to the farmer's market last Saturday. I set up next to the band Whiskey Ticks. They were very nice and very good. Really talented, lots of original music.
That's a name for a band, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Whiskey Ticks.
We could have used some whiskey, folks. It was cold. It warmed up finally, but it was chilly. That wind was coming in, and you know, we were under the canopy, which was good because it was on and off, kind of drizzly, but then there was no sun, and then underneath that pavilion. So once the sun came out, we would, you know, a few of us would sneak out into the sun and just watch. But people, thanks to everyone who came and said hi. I got lots of compliments on Dave Corbett's show. Seemed to be mentioned a lot. People love that. And I even had a donation. Someone wanted a mug, and I had some mugs. So got a $20 donation and was able to give out a mug. So thank you to everyone who came out. And then some of our underwriters made sure to stop and say hello, because we have some, you know, individuals. It doesn't just have to be businesses that support WPCA. It's individuals that love the programming. So if anyone's interested in that, get a hold of me. This is a really different introduction to the show today. I promise, folks, we'll get to the plants. We will. So speaking of farmers market, I guess I'm going to move into the community calendar part of the show. So that is kicked off now. So the Amory Farmers Market in Soo Line Park, Mondays from 3 to 6. And I keep reading Saturday 9 to 12. This past Saturday, we had Some of us that had talked had seen that online, that it was 9 to 12, but it really went 9 to 1. So I don't know if it's technically 9 to 12 or if it's 9 to 1, but just come and enjoy. Yeah, lots of great vendors, really nice folks, a lot of good things. I bought a few things, so it was fun. The other announcement I have for community calendar, this doesn't have to do with plants, but it's really exciting. So one of my favorite authors, William Kent Kruger, he writes the Cork O'Connor series and has some standalone novels as well. He is the Avery, has him coming. It will be at the community center, though, not the library, and that's starts at 10 o'clock tomorrow. So I know it's not plants, but he's really a good author, folks. And then Lisa Kofakis from Silver Creek Herbals, another one of our business supporters. Thank you, Silver Creek Herbals, for supporting Community Radio. She has a plant ID walk on June 18th. It's not at the herb shop. It's at Silver Creek Springs, their home. So 594 Four and a Half Street, Clayton. Good luck, folks. I went to LTD's plant sale, but we made it. We eventually figured it out. Some of the streets are only like 2.5 blocks long, but once you figure out the pattern of how the streets work and the avenues, you'll get there. So anyway, 11 a.m. on the 18th. More information on Facebook, Silver Creek Herbals, and then their website is Silver Creek Spring. So June 18th, plant ID walk, and she's a community herbalist, and it's always fun to go out and have someone that can teach you and show you the plants. I mean, even with my years of experience, I'm still learning all the time, and plants that I don't necessarily recognize, so it's fun to have help. Okay, well, without further ado, I have a guest today, Dawana Bremer from Salvation Army, which anyone who listens to our program is probably heard you before. Good morning, Dawana.
Good morning, and thank you for inviting me this morning.
Thank you for coming. And then what great interview yesterday with Larry. I heard you on the air yesterday as well with the Amory Lions Club. But you know, it's great because Salvation Army does so many things for our community, and other groups in our community are working with you. And so no wonder you get around.
Well, and you know what? When you think about it, it takes a community. And a lot of our programs are with low-income people, homeless individuals, but we do a lot of programming also with kids. And it takes a village to raise our kids. It can't just be one organization. It takes all of us working together. So, yeah, I spoke with yesterday when I was on the air. We talked about the backpack program because I cannot believe this. The backpack program in Amory, and for those that are listening that aren't aware of what it is, it's food backpacks that go out every Friday during the school year to help the kids that are on free and reduced lunch so they have food to eat on the weekends. Anyway, that program has been out there for 10 years, maybe even a little bit longer. So, you know, it's not like this is a new project. We've been doing it, you know, for a long time, but, you know, I always look at it, I'm sorry, this is America. There should not be a kid that is hungry in this country.
No, not with the amount of food that we grow in our country as well. And
isn't it hard to believe that you've had the backpack program for 10 years, so this problem's been going on forever? How is it that kids in America have to go hungry on the weekend? If they don't get the free and reduced lunch, they may or may not have food, right?
Absolutely. So what it is in the mornings or at school, they get free breakfast, free lunch, or reduced free breakfast and free lunch. Mm-hmm. But some of the kids, there just is not enough money or dollars in their family to get enough food for the kids on the weekend. So in each backpack, we provide a milk coupon, which is in there twice a month. We provide food for like a meal. We provide fruit, vegetables. Unfortunately, we try to do fresh when we can, but a lot of times just because, you know, spoilage and that type of thing, it's usually a can of fruit, a can of vegetables, a snack item, and something for breakfast. Breakfast could be something as simple as cereal, could be a package of muffin mix. We try to put things in there, especially for snacks, that maybe a 12-year-old could make on their own.
That's what I'm hearing. All these things sound like things that the kids can do themselves. And the idea of canned fruits and vegetables over fresh, even if the food was in great shape, by the time that 12-year-old or 10-year-old or 6-year-old gets that home on the bus and it's bouncing around and you're going to have mashed bananas by the time it gets where they're going. So, you know, in a canned fruit and vegetable, it's better than no fruit and vegetable.
It's okay. Now, in the fall, the apple growers, and I know you mentioned that early on our show, but a lot of the orchards are so generous.
Baker donates to Amory School District, and they have every year for years. Because prior even to my working there, Cheryl Meyer had been bringing out the elementary school kids every other year. Baker Orchard, he doesn't charge. The only cost that there was to the kids was the busing, and he puts on a really great tour. I know Cheryl was brokenhearted because with the COVID that she missed what would have been her last tour out there. But he's donated to the Amory School District for years and years. And I'm talking cases and cases of apples.
And, you know, I do have to say our community is generous. When we put the call out that we need funding, we need food products, you know, the products come in, funding comes in. Right now, we're in the middle of our backpack fundraising campaign, which is going to go through the month of June and July. We are trying to secure enough dollars to support that program moving into the next school year. Now, in years past, we used to have a huge bash at the Amory Fire Hall. This year, because COVID, you know, you hate to say this, because COVID was kind of on the downswing. Now things are changing a little bit, but because of COVID, we decided we would do this virtually for one more year. So we have sent out letters to businesses. We have sent out letters to individuals in our community to see if they would be able to support us financially. A lot of the food products that we use, we purchase from Second Harvest or food banks because it's less expensive. We get more bang for our buck.
Right. And I think that's good for people to understand that those monetary donations, you can take that so much further than the food donations.
Oh, absolutely. Because, for example, if I would take a dollar and go to the grocery store, I would get a dollar's worth of food. If I take that same dollar and go to a food bank, I'm probably able to get $5 worth of food.
Right.
And the other thing for us on our end is that these sources are able to deliver to our different packing sites.
Oh, you know, wow.
Yeah, and I should mention that we would not be able to do this program. We are packing in Polk County probably around 350 backpacks every single week. The backpacks are packed at churches. One of them packs at a fire hall, but these churches commit to pack these backpacks every single week for the whole school year.
Wow.
And deliver them.
That's a lot of volunteers, people coming together to help.
Yeah, that is just huge. So, you know, if we didn't have our volunteers either doing the packing, helping us with deliveries, and also individuals donating, we would not have a program. And I always like to say, yeah, it is a Salvation Army program, but it belongs to our community because without our community, we could not do this program.
Right.
Because we need the input from everyone, whether it be financial input or whether it be volunteering to pack some bags to help us pick up food, help us deliver food. You know, any of those things are very valuable.
Well, and I love, so Duana and I first talked because, so the Amory Community Club is putting on a ladies' night out, and grab your calendar. So it's October 6th. And we wanted to do something beneficial also for the community. So I originally reached out to Duana to find out more about the backpack program, which I was very impressed. Like when you talked about putting in a can of stew and a mashed potato packet and giving a recipe to make shepherd's pie and that you try to put in, you know, a protein and a starch and these things that people can turn into a meal or a casserole, and yet also keeping it user friendly. So if the kids are providing their own meals, that it's all that they're able to do that. So I just love learning more about it. So we are going ahead, folks, and doing the Ladies Night Out as a benefit also for the backpack program, specifically for our Amory School District. And like Juana said, money will go further, but we will take food donations as well. And we're actually going to be the spot here at WPCA will be the start of that Ladies Night Out and where we will be taking the donations. As far as the food goes, and we'll talk more about this as the date gets closer, but Duana, you said that you'd probably give me a list of maybe like 5 or 6 things so that it can be consistent. So there's a lot of pasta or a lot of rice or a lot of canned fruits and vegetables so that you can have that variety that you need for the backpacks.
Oh, absolutely. Because of course, the one thing that of course every kid loves is macaroni and cheese. So we try to do that in almost every backpack. And that also can be a thing that possibly a 12-year-old would be able to make on their own right when they get home from
younger.
School.
My, yep. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, so, well, talking about that a little bit. So even younger kids would be able to cook macaroni and cheese.
My son's been cooking for a long time. But part of that because, you know, he lived with a chef for a long time. So he's probably had other experiences that some kids don't. But he loves cooking and being able to make his own food. And
but isn't that great that he's able to do that? That is so cool.
Is it because kids have to make their own on the weekend because their parents are working?
You know, that Hopefully. Is... You know, I should talk about that a little bit because that is the case with many of the kids that were with the families we're helping. It's not that the parents are lazy. It's not that the parents aren't doing anything. It's not that they don't care about their kids. But again, they're working on the weekends. And if anybody has filled their car up with gas lately, they could see how that is dipping into families' income. So this food, in many cases, has become something that families have depended on.
Well, groceries have gotten darn expensive,
oh, my gosh.
So this is where, so one thing that you had mentioned when we spoke on the phone, you know, this was going to be the last of the backpacks going out for the school year. And you were hoping, you know, you wanted to maybe send a plant home, or we had talked about like doing seeds. Were you able to get some seed packets or put that together at all?
You know, we have not. We have not yet been able to do that, but I was going to bring this up, and I don't know if you've heard this. I was in a conversation a few days ago talking with UW Extension, and I can't remember if they said the WIC checks that parents get can be used to purchase seeds.
You know,
do you know anything about that? Because we wanted to flyer.
So WIC can be used, I know, at like farmers markets, some people
Correct.
Will accept the vouchers. And I don't know about, I haven't been, my child's 10 now, so WIC's been a long ways 10. Back. But I'm pretty sure that with SNAP or Food Share, that though you can actually buy live plants. I don't know what happens at the greenhouse here in town, but I know at Marketplace in St. Croix Falls, you can go to the greenhouse and buy potted herbs and potted vegetables with your SNAP benefits, which is great, which is what I want to lead into here as well. So we get onto the plant track is that it's not expensive to grow your own food. Seed packets are cheap. Food you already have has seeds in it that you can plant, and you know, you'll get some variety with what you're planting that way, but you can, there's just so many things that you can do. And then if you can buy these plants and grow your own, I mean, herbs especially, they grow so easy and they're so expensive to buy. It's kind of ridiculous, but people could be growing their own food. And you can do it in a container. You don't need a yard. I had a yard that was all sand and I grew everything in pots. I mean,
and I was thinking, too, if you're in an apartment, that's an easy way to put a tomato plant. One thing, of course, tomatoes require water, you know.
And it's the watering, especially in containers. It's mainly going to be the watering. But there's things you can do for that. There's watering systems, or you just, maybe work with some of your neighbors and everybody take some turns. Or, I mean, get the kids to do it. The kids like to take care of the plants, and then they're learning that.
Yeah, and what kid doesn't like to water and have their own plant? I mean, even I'm an older person, but even when my kids were young, they love that.
They love it.
They love taking care of their own produce. You know, I should mention, too, about the backpacks. The one thing with the backpacks is it also encourages education. And the reason I'm saying that is if kids are coming to school hungry on Monday, they're not going to learn. And also, they're going to disrupt the class, probably for other kids.
Right.
And I have to say, there was a story with a teacher that she said she used to have all sorts of snacks in her room, and she'd let the kids take them, you know, whenever they wanted a snack, they could just help themselves.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And she said the sad part is before the backpacks on Fridays, the kids would start begging her to take home more and more food. And to me, that is so sad. Yeah, so she, with the backpacks, that has really alleviated that problem. And I do think the recipes that we include, that is also a benefit, I think, to some of the families, because sometimes, you know, you'll look at your cupboard and, oh my gosh, I have nothing in here.
Not even realizing the concoction that you can put together. Because some of these parents are probably already overwhelmed.
Oh, yes.
So then you're not always in your creative zone. You know, and one thing I've observed with kids, like growing their own food, they're more likely to eat their fruits and vegetables when they can just walk out the door and there's a pea plant and they can just pick the pea pods right off the plant, or go pick the apple, or go pick the raspberries. I had one friend who her daughter would not eat a salad if it was on her plate. But if you took her out to the garden, she would eat the lettuce right out of the garden. So she just started bringing her daughter out before dinner and they would get their vegetables in and then go in and have the meal, because otherwise the kids weren't eating it. And then when they've got that sense of they did this, they grew this. And
oh, absolutely. And it gets involved also when growing and cooking, because I should share that. Salvation Army also does a class for folks that are in our shelter. And it's Fun Family Cooking. It's produced by the UW Extension. And basically, it works with parents to show them budgeting and how they can purchase low-cost food, stay on a budget, and still have nutritional things. But we also work with the kids. Anyway, the whole family cooks together.
That sounds great.
Oh, it's just fun. The clients love it. My staff loves it. But anyway, the whole family cooks together. And, you know, my thinking always is, yeah, you're not going to want to sit down with your four-year-old and have them help you peel carrots every single night. But doing it on occasion gets to be a fun family activity. And when I say to people, what would you rather do, have them messing around in your kitchen or try to sit them still in a restaurant? Because that can be really painful, getting a two-year-old to sit still when you're eating out at a restaurant. But it actually teaches, it's so funny because it teaches different recipes. The funniest thing is, though, there were a couple times, because the kids are all involved in the cooking. So what happened is one mom was sitting there and she goes, oh, he won't touch this. He'll never eat it. And of course, the kid made it. So he sat down and he's just scarfing this food in and eating it. So it's like if they have a vested interest in what they're doing, they're going to eat it.
It's that connection to the food. It's the same as that eating the food right out of the garden. They've got that connection to it. So I love that. And they are, you're right, they're more likely to eat it if their hands have been part of it. And part of it too, you know, we think, oh, they're not going to like that. It's like if you expose your kid to a variety of food from a very early age, they will eat it. They will. They're not going to get that taste for all the junk or whatever. I don't know. Yep. They will eat it. I want to talk more about the shelter, because this is something that, I mean, we've even talked about on the air before that I've brought up. So you have the new building and the new shelter with some acreage there, some property.
Yes.
Is there a plan then to be able to start? Because, I mean, if we can teach somebody to grow their own food, And like I was saying, with seeds, that's a cheap way. Or if you're on SNAP and you can buy plants, is that something that hopefully is going to happen?
Oh, for sure. We would love to have that happen. In fact, it's a beautiful setting. It's outside of Barron, the city of Barron, kind of 7 miles from Clayton. So it's going to be a Polk Barron shelter. We're going to share it. Okay. Yesterday, I was sitting at my office, and I saw a deer and a fawn walk right past my window.
Till they eat the plants.
Cool. Yes.
But yay!
So that was kind of cool. But yeah, you're right. So we'll have to do some deer fencing, I'm sure. But right now on the facility, there's a couple very, very large flower beds. However, there is plenty of room to put in a vegetable garden. And it can start out, is what my vision is, very small. I mean, it could start out small with some tomato plants, some peppers, maybe a few rows of green beans, things that are real easy to grow,
yes,
easy to tend. And who doesn't like fresh green beans?
Right.
I mean, everybody likes those. So, and that can also be an activity for kids that are at the shelter.
Well, and even with, so you brought up about the flower beds. So we've been talking a lot about food and a lack of at times in our community. So, but even with the flower gardening, just getting outside, number one, makes us feel good. Growing something beautiful and having beauty around us by having those flower beds. And people can still tend those. They can weed, get their hands in the dirt, deadhead, maybe cut bouquets to bring in and put around the building. Like, there's so much to be said for mental health benefits from gardening. The ornamental stuff is beneficial. I'm happy to hear, though, if you can teach people to, you know, if maybe someone lives there that's never gardened before, but they're willing to give it a shot, and then they learn they can do it, and they're taking care of things. I know, you know, a lot of therapy programs, part of taking care of a plant is that you're not going to hurt the plant. I mean, you can, but it's a plant. So it teaches you nurturance, taking care of something.
And it's just where this facility is located, there is acreage. So many of the individuals, you know, come to us, they're stressed. You know, if it's a parent and a family, they're stressed because of what they've been through. It's nice to be able to just sit in the backyard, even view the flower.
Yes.
The flowers.
Yes. And sit there, walk, lay in the grass.
And take a breath and just...
Yes.
Oh, I could just sit here and I can relax.
Listen to the birds, watch the deer.
Yeah.
I feel better. I feel like we should have talked about this. Like, just talking about this, I feel my body relaxing.
Oh, absolutely. And I think with most of us, you know, like even myself, you know, I can't wait to get off work today, even though I have enjoyed chatting with you.
Yes.
But so that I can get home and dig in my garden. I was sitting there doing dishes this morning, and I'm looking out my window and thinking, oh, I can get out there and do this, and I can get out there and do that. It'll be such a relaxing afternoon.
And it's such a beautiful day today.
Oh, it's just great. So, you know, I do think that we want to, people at our shelters, we don't want to just provide shelter, but we want to give them tools for continued success.
Well, and gardening is a skill. You can work for individuals. You can work for businesses. I mean, gardening, in addition to being able to enjoy it at your own home or grow some of your own food, I mean, you can make money gardening for people. You can make money watering for people and cleaning their bird baths. I'm not kidding you. And we live in an area where there's lots of people with cabins. They're here part of the time. They want it to look nice. They've got these containers. There's opportunities out there. There's jobs specifically with that. And if you can teach them these skills and they can learn these plants, and it's great. So Joanna, thank you for coming. You and I just clicked as soon as we talked. I knew this was going to be a great show. I love what you're doing for the community. Thank you. We'll connect more for Ladies Night Out and keep announcing that so people know what's happening. But thank you so much.
Well, thank you for inviting me. It's been a fun morning.
And good luck with the shelter and getting those gardens growing. Let's get growing.
Thank you. Yep.
It's The Plant Rant has been on the air on WPCA Radio, made possible by Baker Orchard at Centuria. It is 9:30.